peace.
What do we want?
Justice and peace.
What do we want?
Justice and peace.
When do we want it?
Now.
When do we want it?
Now.
No justice.
No peace.
No justice.
No peace.
No justice.
No peace.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Free, free Sheikh Nimr.
Free, free Sheikh Nimr.
Sheikh Nimr is a holy man.
His release we demand.
Sheikh Nimr is a holy man.
His release we demand.
Sheikh Nimr is a holy man.
The country that is the center of the heart of all Muslims. But unfortunately, this country is occupied by the racist and a community that is called Saudi. The name of Saudi Arabia, that is a new name for this country. That the country was called as Hejaz, a country with a very rich background, a country where liberalism and all the cultures they have started from, a country where the people, they have learned the message of freedom, a country where the messenger of Allah, Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, was born. A country where the personality was born, he was the great characteristic personality within the world, with the noble character. But today, this country is in the hands of dictators, and community in Saudi Arabia is completely suppressed by this Saudi regime. There are hundreds of people, those who are living under the bars, those who are living in the prisons, many scholars from Sunni school of thought and Shia school of thought, they are being in prison from various communities. Anybody who speaks about the justice, anybody speaks about the dictatorship, he has to face the prisons. Today, brothers and sisters, if you see beside you, there are brothers, those who are standing over there, those who maybe belong to the country that we are speaking about. And they are covering their faces. That can show the inside of this country. That a country does not allow the people that they can speak about anything. A country where there is a complete dictatorship. The dictator of this country is being supported by the Western countries. Those countries who speak about the democracy, those countries who speak about the freedom, once they go against Syria by calling that regime as a dictator regime, another time they support Saudi regime and they consider as Saudi Arabia as their best ally. So it shows a complete double standard within the Western countries. Today we are standing in America, in Houston, in front of this consulate, and we condemn Saudi Arabia for arresting prominent personalities like Sheikh Nimr and many other scholars. I have been told that many our Sunni brothers and sisters and Shia brothers and sisters, they are being arrested. We condemn their arrest and we demand their freedom. I also would like to ask the rulers of this country to speak about Saudi Arabia rather than speaking about baseless allegations about Syria. Why you don't speak about Saudi Arabia? where the people, they cannot speak about anything. But a country where people, they have complete freedom. You start speaking about that country and giving the weapon to those terrorists in that country. Let us think that a whole community in Ahsa, in Qatif, in many other cities, those who are totally suppressed and they are being going through since centuries, and the Saudi regime is suppressing the community over there. It is really unfortunate that standing against this consulate today, why don't we get together? Let me ask these Saudi regime, we are all Muslim, and Quran has said, وَعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا, that let us hold the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not be divided. You are promoting the division within the communities in many countries. You have promoted Salafism and Wahhabism in order to make Islamic community divided. We condemn all those conspiracies to divide the Muslim community, and we demand that all Muslims must be united. Brothers and sisters, this country is in Arab countries, within the center of Arab countries, where Zionist regime has started from. And in those countries, Saudi Arabia have never spoken and have never stepped against Zionist regime, but it is stepping against the Muslims. So that means there is a link, there is an inclination between Zionism and Saudism. There seem to be friends. All those suppressions that we can see in the Zionist country, that same we can see in Saudi Arabia.
Down with Saudism!
Down with Zionism!
Down with Saudism!
Down with Zionism!
Down with Zionism!
Down with Zionism!
Down with Zionism!
Free, free Sheikh Nimr!
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 Today we are standing on behalf of those who are under the bars. Their voice cannot reach anywhere in the world. Today we are media for those people who are living under the bars. And we would like to deliver their message to the people in America. Think about those people who are living in Saudi Arabia. Support those people who are being suppressed. Let us all get together against the suppression in Saudi Arabia. It is responsibility of every citizen of America that they have to speak against the injustice that is going in Saudi Arabia, ongoing every day that we can see. It should not be only responsibility of Muslims that they have to stand. Why not our brothers, Christian brothers, they have to stand? Why our Jews brothers, they should not stand against this suppression that is happening? So we expect our brothers and sisters living in this country that they have to stand for the oppressed people of Saudi Arabia. And I call all the Muslims that let us be united against the suppression that is taking place in Saudi Arabia, in Syria, in Bahrain, and in rest of the countries. Let us say all together, Ya ayyuhal muslimoon!
Ya ayyuhal muslimoon!
Ya ayyuhal muslimoon! Ittahidu, ittahidu!
Ittahidu, ittahidu!
Ya ayyuhal muslimoon!
Ittahidu, ittahidu!
Ittahidu, ittahidu!
Ittahidu, ittahidu!
Ya ayyuhal muslimoon!
Ya ayyuhal muslimoon!
Ittahidu, ittahidu!
Ittahidu, ittahidu!
Takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
Allahu
Akbar!
Free, free Sheikh Nimr!
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 Free, free Sheikh Nimr.
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 Sheikh Nimr is a holy man.
Israel is a
Sheikh Nimr is a holy man.
Israel is a man.
Sheikh Nimr is a holy man.
Israel is a man.
Red, yellow, white.
Oppressed people must unite.
Black, red, yellow, white.
Oppressed people must unite.
Black, red, yellow, white.
Oppressed people must unite.
Sheikh Nimr is a holy man. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Justice and peace. What do we want?
Justice and peace.
What do we want?
Justice and peace.
When do we want it?
Now.
When do we want it?
Free
Sheikh Nimr.
Free, free Sheikh Nimr.
Free, free Sheikh Nimr.
Free, free Sheikh Nimr.
Saudi's out of Bahrain now. Saudi's out of Bahrain now.
Saudi's out of Bahrain now.
Sheikh Nimr is a holy man.
Israel is wealthy man.
Sheikh Nimr is a holy man.
Israel is wealthy man.
Free, free Sheikh Nimr.
Ittahedu.
Ya ayyuhal muslimun.
Ittahedu, ittahedu.
Free, free all prisoners. Free, free
all prisoners.
Free, free. Free, free all prisoners. Free, free,
all prisoners.
Free, free,
all prisoners.
Free, free,
all prisoners.
Free, free,
all prisoners.
When do we want it
now?
No justice,
no peace.
No justice,
no peace.
No justice,
no peace.
No justice,
no peace.
Free, 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 free,
all prisoners.
Free, free,
all prisoners.
Free, free,
all prisoners.
No justice, no.
No justice,
no peace.
No justice,
no peace.
No justice,
no peace.
What do we want?
Justice and peace.
What do we want?
People must unite.
Free, free Sheikh Nimr.
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 Free, free.
Anybody who feels, who has a sense of dignity, who has a sense of self-respect, who honors human rights, who honors oppression and its destruction, this is a message for all of those people. In fact, Sheikh Nimr himself, in 2008, he addressed the US citizens and he said that your aims and ambitions are exactly that of the aims and the ambitions of the Shia people. He addressed every single US citizen when saying this. He said that the natural ally of the Shia people are the US citizens. And the reason is because the very basis of a US citizen and that of a Shia is justice and liberty. It's the very reason that we stand here for justice and liberty, which is at the very fundamental core of the US Constitution and that of the Islamic Shia Constitution. But which of us is practicing that? Can the US government truly say that it is promoting liberty and justice for all? Is it really behind the Arab Spring that started over 2 years ago? Well, if it truly is, where is the Arab Spring for the Saudis? Where is the liberation for those that are being oppressed in Bahrain? In fact, what we are actually seeing is that it's actually a marginalized particular group of people or group of countries that they are trying to so-called liberate, where their liberation isn't really required. It's the people that are being oppressed in Saudi Arabia. It's the people that have been oppressed, the vast majority of which occupy and have the true nationality of being Bahraini that have been oppressed. Where is their spring? Where is their summer? Where is their autumn? In fact, where is their annual year? They have been oppressed in every single sense. They have no rights. And this is the very basis upon which Sheikh Nimr has stood up. Just like the Holy Prophet stood up to oppression during his time, Sheikh Nimr is doing the exact same thing. He is saying that people are being oppressed based on their religious values. The Holy Prophet came to liberate people and to give them justice. It's exactly the same thing that Sheikh Nimr is speaking about in Saudi Arabia. He's saying that the Shia community in Saudi Arabia is being oppressed. Oppressed in all its rights. Its dignity has been removed. His very words are, our dignity has been pawned, he says. It's been pawned away. And if it is not restored, then we will ask for and demand a separate development of our own. We will ask to be separated from the rest of this so-called Saudi country, because it doesn't allow those who are Shia and Saudi to have their own independence with regards to their religious practice. If this were Christians and Jews, would they be treated in the same way? And if they weren't, we would stand up next to our Christian and Jewish brothers. This is a message for all to come and stand by those very people. 27 million Shias we have in Saudi Arabia today. 27 million. Now, where is their voice on an international level? It's not been heard. Why? Because just like the atrocities and the genocide that's taking place in the rest
more than
of
this, he has been shot and arrested.
And his voice is that of simple justice and liberty. So we stand under the leadership of Sheikh Nimr and what he stands for, which is liberty and justice for all, irrespective of any race, culture, or faith. Because this is not just about a Shia cause, this is a Muslim cause. For all Muslims across the world should be embarrassed if they are not there to support Sheikh Nimr and what he is trying to establish there. My final message is simply this. To all those who have attended here, understand that you have done your duty with regards to making your voice part of the voice of those who have been oppressed. We are going through the Ayyam al-Fatimiyya, who was a madluma. She was a woman who was oppressed. There are millions of women that are being oppressed in Saudi Arabia, irrespective, even their own women. You see these cars that are driving past? Their very women don't have the liberty nor the justice to drive these very cars. Understand the regime that we are talking about. We are talking about a regime that actually has no sense of respect for any women.
Free, free, Sheikh Nimr.
Free, free, Sheikh Nimr.
Free, free, Sheikh.